Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. 76 today, under cloudy skies, easterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 64 tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high of 93, more clouds than sun. Upper 90s Saturday with a slight chance for storms. Cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-90s. Chance for storms continues. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. The Senate has passed a Donald Trump's request to cancel about $9 billion in foreign aid and public broadcasting spending. The legislation now goes to the House. A proposed Evergy settlement could raise your electric bill. The agreement with the KCC would hike residential base rates by more than 9%. That's about $9 more per month for the average user, on top of an earlier 8.6% increase. And Garden City police are still investigating a shooting that seriously hurt three people. Police say it happened around 5:30 Wednesday morning. All three victims are now being treated at a Wichita hospital. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Do you feel dizzy, off balance, or like your world is constantly spinning? You might be suffering from an inner ear vestibular disorder. These disorders can make you feel disoriented and foggy-headed. But the Vestibular Disorders Association can help. Visit liferebalance.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn more. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Wichita man was arrested following an almost week-long string of crimes from Hayes Medical Center to Hayes Municipal Park. Hayes Deputy Police Chief Tim Greenwood reported that 30-year-old Thomas Clay Bradford was reported in the backyard of a home at 11:15 p.m. on July 3rd, in the 2900 block of Roosevelt, and officers responding to the scene found Bradford, who claimed to own the property. Greenwood said Bradford ignored the officers' commands and allegedly tried to flee before being taken into custody. He was charged with criminal trespass, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, interference with law enforcement, and driving under the influence. Greenwood said Bradford had allegedly driven to the scene. At 4:43 a.m. on July 5th, Greenwood said Bradford entered Hayes Med and allegedly snuck into a patient's room where he undressed to take a shower. Security had asked him to leave before they called the police, and Bradford was then taken to the Ellis County Jail and was held for 6 hours. At 8:55 a.m. on July 8th, Greenwood said Bradford allegedly tried to enter two occupied vehicles at Hayes Municipal Park. However, both drivers drove off, and one reported Bradford to the police. According to Greenwood, the charges from July 5th and 8th were combined to a single affidavit, which was then forwarded to the Ellis County Attorney's Office. The combined charges from the two incidents included 2 counts of aggravated burglary, 1 count of burglary, 2 counts of THC possession, and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. According to a media release, just after 9 a.m. on July 12th, 43-year-old James T. Barrows was found unresponsive in his cell at the Russell County Jail. Russell County EMS was immediately called, and life-saving measures were attempted. Barrows was then transported to Russell Regional Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. Barrows had been in the custody of the Russell County Jail since July 11th for a Central Kansas Community Corrections probation violation warrant, and he was also being held on a care and treatment evaluation and was awaiting bed space at Larned State Hospital. By statute, the KBI investigates all in-custody deaths which occur in Kansas jails and prisons unless the inmate who died is being regularly attended by a physician or the death is ruled natural by autopsy. An autopsy for Barrows is scheduled for this week, according to the KBI. A North Carolina man was arrested after a string of theft-related incidents across multiple businesses in Hays. Hays Deputy Police Chief Tim Greenwood said 26-year-old Austin Jacob Smith allegedly stole a 33-round handgun magazine at about 10:20 a.m. on July 12th from American Shooters on Vine Street, and Smith was identified through American Shooter surveillance footage. Officers patrolled the area and spoke to local businesses in search of Smith, including Home Depot, where a manager reported that the same individual had allegedly attempted to use counterfeit money to purchase tools. At 1:30 p.m. on July 13th, a report from some officers had previously spoke with led them to respond to the Walgreens on Vine Street, where Smith was allegedly in the act of stealing items when officers approached. Smith allegedly tried to flee and battered an officer in the process. Greenwood said Smith was found in possession of the allegedly stolen magazine from American Shooters and a handgun reportedly stolen from another individual. Smith was arrested on requested charges of theft of a firearm, theft of property from three businesses within 72 hours, criminal possession of a weapon by a felon, criminal use of a weapon or possession by a person addicted to a controlled substance, criminal damage to property, interference of law enforcement, and DUI charges. Smith was booked into the Ellis County Jail, and the officer who was battered has since returned to duty. The Kansas Department of Agriculture will be in Manhattan this summer as they discuss growth opportunities for agriculture at the 10th Annual Kansas Governor's Summit on Agricultural Growth on Thursday, August 14th at the K-State Alumni Center in Manhattan, followed by a networking event also at the K-State Alumni Center. This summit will feature breakout sessions this year, which will focus on issues related to research and value-added opportunities as they relate to agricultural sectors. The keynote speaker, Tanner Imke of CoBank, a Kansas native and K-State alumnus, will share expertise related to economic challenges facing Kansas agriculture. The schedule of this year's version of this annual event will vary from past years, as the summit will take place in the afternoon following a light lunch, with the traditional social taking place after the summit rather than the evening prior. Due to the generosity of sponsors, there's no cost to attend the Ag Growth Summit events, but it's important that attendees register by August 1st to guarantee a meal. After that date, walk-ins will be accepted as space allows. Registration and a rough agenda can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/summit. All farmers, ranchers, agribusiness owners, and industry professionals are welcome at the 2025 Ag Growth Summit, so if you're committed to working for agricultural growth in Kansas, please join them in this effort. If you have questions about the 2025 Kansas Governor's Summit on Agricultural Growth, you can contact Auburn Wasberg at 785-564-6799. In Nebraska news, a Wisconsin man is in a Nebraska jail after troopers reported that they found a dead woman in his car. A Nebraska state trooper said he spotted a vehicle associated with the missing person case in Wisconsin at around 2 a.m. on Wednesday, and the car was being driven by 23-year-old Gavin Thompson of Dodgeville, Wisconsin. Thompson was not the subject of the missing person's case. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, though Thompson refused to stop, and a pursuit started. The pursuit ended when the car crashed into a creek, and Thompson fled the scene immediately. When troopers searched the car, authorities said they found a dead woman in the backseat area who was clearly dead before the accident. After 4 hours of searching, a Lancaster County deputy found the suspect around 4 miles from the scene, and he was taken into custody. Thompson is being lodged in Lancaster County Jail for flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, and other charges, and this case is still under investigation. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work is to begin today, July 17th, on U.S. Highway 183, or U.S. 183, starting north of Holdridge and ending south of the Platte River in the counties of Phelps and Buffalo. from reference post 31.74 to reference post 47.07. The work will include asphalt milling and paving and permanent paint, and traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. A 12-foot width restriction will be in effect, and the anticipated completion is September of 2025. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers who are searching for available talent to take part in the upcoming Hire a Veteran Day virtual job fair. That's being hosted by Kansas Works from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, July 25th. This job fair is open to all job seekers, but primarily it's aimed at veterans preparing to transition to civilian careers. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said military veterans don't just get the job done, they lead with purpose and strive for greatness in all things they do. And their leadership, discipline, and diverse skill sets makes them invaluable to the workforce. He said he encourages any transitioning service members who are exploring their next chapter to attend and connect with Kansas's outstanding employers. The virtual job fair format allows anyone searching for a position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as they might be asked to engage in an interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation, and to register, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. Over 200 tourist attractions across Kansas will participate in the Sunflower Summer Program, which kicked off on Saturday, and the program offers free admission for families with school-aged children to visit various attractions across the state. They said they're excited to be able to welcome families and kids back in the museum, though the program, because the emphasis is really on building stronger families, participation, and activities to continue learning through the summer. As this year's Sunflower Summer Program kicks off, the Kansas Department of Tourism is already looking ahead to next year, though Rosa Cavazos, the Special Projects Manager for the Kansas Department of Tourism, said they're not sure what will happen next year, though they're hopeful they will still have the opportunity for Kansas families. To experience the Sunflower Summer Program, you can download the app. The Kansas Department of Transportation is due to begin a bridge repair project along I-70 in Ellis County the week of July 21st. The crews will be making repairs to the undersides of the bridges carrying both eastbound and westbound I-70 over Old Highway 40 near Walker in Ellis County, and during the work, traffic on Old Highway 40 will be reduced to one lane and directed by a temporary traffic signal. Minor delays not exceeding 15 minutes may be possible. Intermittent lane closures will also be in effect on I-70 during the daylight hours, and lane closure information will be available on the Kansas Department of Transportation's CanDrive site and the Northwest Kansas Department of Transportation Facebook page and X pages. This work is expected to be completed by the end of September, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation engineer Kevin Zimmer at 785-261-6132. One person was injured in an accident just after 10 a.m. on Wednesday in Norton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1997 Chevy 1500, driven by 63-year-old Brian Wang Kieswetter of Norton, was eastbound on Road S, just east of Road 15. The driver failed to negotiate a curve, and the pickup entered a ditch, became airborne, and then nosedived into the ground. EMS transported Kieswetter to the Norton County Hospital, and he was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Memorial services for Dennis Ray Gilhausen will be held at Trinity Episcopal Church, 319 South State Street in Norton, tomorrow, Friday, July 18th at 11 a.m., and Bishop Mark Cowell and retired Bishop Mike Milliken will be officiating. The Fraternal Order of Eagles, Norton 3288, will host a funeral dinner at the Airy home after the service at the church, 16614 Eagles Road in Norton. The Kansas Past Worthy Presidents and the Norton Airy Brothers will give the tribute for the deceased brother at the Eagles, and donations may be given at the Eagles to either FOE Airy 3288 Gilhausen Memorial or Charity Foundation DRC Gilhausen Memorial Diabetic Research Center. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be decreasing clouds with highs in the mid-70s and a northeast wind around 10 miles per hour becoming southeast this afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight and lows in the mid-60s with a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation tonight is 30%. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy in the morning and then clearing with patchy fog in the morning and humid with highs in the lower 90s and south winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms and humid with lows in the upper 60s and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be partly cloudy in the morning and then mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. And it's going to be hot Saturday with highs in the upper 90s. On Sunday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing and hot with highs in the mid-90s. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and hot with highs around 100. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is northeast at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13, and the dew point is 57 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. According to a report first noted by Robert Murray of FanSided, the Kansas City Royals are acquiring utility player Adam Frazier in a deal with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The deal effectively kicks off the July trading season as they sent Cam Devaney to the Pirates. Frazier, 33, is a 10-year vet. He actually played with the Royals last season, helping them advance to the American League Divisional Series, playing in 103 games. This year, he's hitting .255 with 3 homers and 21 RBIs. He's capable of playing second base or outfield. A career .263 hitter, Frazier was an all-star in 2021. However, his offensive numbers have deteriorated since then. He hit just .238 for Seattle in 22, .240 for Baltimore in 23, though he did have 13 home runs, and he just hit .202 for the Royals last year in 103 games. As for Devaney, he's a 28-year-old infielder who was hitting .272 in the minors with 18 homers. The Royals will begin the second half on Friday when they start a 3-game set with the Marlins in Miami. That's a 6:10 p.m. first pitch. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Battling rust or tar spot, drought threatening? You need a fungicide that'll hold the line, finish the job, and help protect your yield. The right one for the job? Try Vapro Fungicide, powered by three workhorse active ingredients, including Solantinol technology. Try Vapro works overtime to protect corn and wheat from rust, leaf spots, blights, and stress, maximizing your potential yield at harvest. The pros trust Try Vapro to work harder, last longer, and help keep your yield stronger. Shouldn't you? Talk to your retailer to lock in your supply today.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.